We are back with Terrence Amorosa. The first question, Anthony Marcotte.
Hey, Terrence. First of all, congratulations for your first goal in the AHL. First of all, maybe can you take us through that goal? Your look towards the net.
It started with a change. I saw Doof was by himself and he was flying down the wing. I knew that, you know, maybe I can get a step ahead of the other players that are changing on the other team, and you know, I knew Doof was you know being pressured, so I you know once I called for it, he made a perfect pass, and I just tried to fire it far side, and fortunately for me, it went in.
When they signed you for a pro contract this year, you needed to culture your patience this year before getting the chance to play. But since then, when you had the chance to play, you're clearly are able to hold your own in this league. Is this the same evaluation that you're able to do about your play?
Yeah, for sure. No, I definitely believe in myself. I believe that I can, you know, keep up at this level. It was a lot of hard work to get there. You know, I've been here for 2 months and, you know, it took me a while. And, you know, like I said, a lot of hard work to get my first opportunity. And, you know, I just try to make the most of it.
Thank you very much.
Sean Campbell.
Terrence, just I know that you spoke about the goal itself, but in that long track, does the goal feel better than the first game? Like when you play your first pro game versus scoring your first goal, like I know they're different feelings, but I'm just curious about that.
The first game, it's just a bunch of, you know, a mix of excitement and nervousness. The first goal is, you know, definitely more memorable, more exciting. It's definitely a goal that, you know, I'll never forget, especially, you know, being at the Bell Center, being a Montreal kid. It's a pretty special feeling.
On that note, if we were in a world that we could have fans in the stands, how many tickets would have you had to buy?
I don't even know. Maybe like 50 or something like that. It'd be a lot of family and friends who would, you know, want to come out and support me. But it would have been really cool if there were fans there for the goal. But you know, it is what it is. You know, still a pretty cool feeling.
Congratulations.
Thank you,
Amy Johnson.
Thank you. Hi, Terrence. I'm going to kind of go on along the same lines there. Can you just describe, you know, being someone local, what it means just to even be part of the Montreal Canadiens organization right now and the feelings that you've had, you know, even that first practice that you came out and got to skate at the Bell Center and just what the overall experience this season has been like for you?
It's been pretty surreal. You know, like you said, being a Montreal kid, growing up here, you know, everybody talks about the Montreal Canadiens. You know, you listen on the radio, you watch on the TV, you talk about it with your friends. It's, you know, it's a hot topic. Getting the chance to play for a team within the organization, it's really cool. You know, sometimes I got to like sit back and soak it in a little bit. It's an awesome feeling. It really is.
Great. Congratulations. Thank you.